Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the broadcast, All About Entrepreneurs. Well, things are really heating up around this state, and I'm sure around the country and wherever you are as it relates to entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is growing fast, fast, fast. It is probably one of the fastest growing things right about now. There are all types of opportunities out there for entrepreneurs, opportunity, resources, training, development, so many wonderful things. And I am so excited that we are able to keep you on that cutting edge right here on All About Entrepreneurs. Well, if you have a business or you want to start a business, one of the things that you will do in your business and one of the things you will be required to do and responsible to do is to actually make sure that you have a way to let people know about your goods and your services. Now, we've been here on Fridays doing open mic. And then we decided to run for office, public office, and so we've not been doing the typical Monday through Friday shows. So typically we would have Friday reserved for open mic, but in lieu of the fact that we're only on once a week up until, you know, after the month of November, probably we will start back hopefully in January once we can put some things in place, put a plan together, and we can do something for the show going for the new year, 2014, looking to do something totally different. And I believe we are going into possibly, I would say, for 6 or 7 years at least. We have been on Blog Talk Radio for close to about 7 years. I think we started in 2008. So next year that we'll be going into our 7th year that we've been here on Blog Talk Radio and been with Blog Talk Radio. So that's pretty exciting, and we are very excited about being here with you. So I just want to keep up with some of our friends on Facebook just to say hello. We hope everything is going well with you, the things that you are working on, the programs that you're working with. We pray that everything is moving along smoothly. And like I said, for me, you know, going through this election, as I am running for council member at large in my town, going through the election, it's been very busy, it's been very fast-paced, really had to hit the ground running. It's a whole nother level of leadership, a whole nother level of communications to try to get around. Imagine trying to talk to at least 10,000 people in a 2-month period. Can you imagine that? That's right. Try to talk to 10,000 people in a 2-month period without a, you know, national or global platform. So in other words, it's not like we have a Hillside radio station or Hillside TV station, or not like we have, now there are some mass mailings that we can do, but as you know, these things are very costly. And so there was a mass mailing that did go out. I'm happy to say that I am part of an awesome team that was able to get that done. A mass mailing did go out that did depict myself and Marjorie Hargrave and Will Evans as running for council, and of course our illustrious Andrea Garrison, who is running for mayor. She is running for mayor, so there's a lot going on with the campaign. One, being part of a team. Number two, it's a lot of work to be done, and then a lot of relationship building, relationship nurturing, and going out and meeting people, knocking on doors, a lot of knocking on doors, and a lot of going up and down the streets and dropping literature. And so we're not finished yet, so there's still work to be done today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and the election is, voila, Tuesday. So, but all day on Tuesday, we will be out standing our ground at all the various polls in our town, and also we will be, then there's the election return, plan that activity at the campaign headquarters. My words are getting stuck here. Get my words unstuck at the campaign headquarters. So it's been a whirlwind. I have to absolutely say that. It's been an absolute whirlwind. It's been wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. As they say, the best is yet to come. Can't even imagine what is yet waiting for us. I can't imagine, but I'm sure whatever I'm imagining will be far different from what's actually happening. I have been able to attend some town meetings to see where and how things are conducted, at least at our town hall meetings, and it looks like there is a lot of documents to be analyzed, reviewed, and decisions to be made. There is also your different departments within your town that have to be managed, I would say. You got your police force, your fire department, you got your EMT people. We don't have a hospital in Hillside. We have some medical doctors. We do have some medical doctors that do have their medical practices in Hillside. We have, restaurants. We do have, we have our schools, our high school, our junior high, and our elementary school, and our primary school. We have daycare centers, I should say. We do have a library that happens to be closed right now, but that's another issue. We do have our property taxes that are oftentimes complained about, that they're too high. And so it's really, really, really interesting to see all the different things. And we do have our police department. We do have a tax assessor's office. There's a building department to deal with a building codes and things like that when people want to build onto their properties. So it looks like we will have our work cut out for us. We do have a town hall. We do not get a great staff like people maybe in Newark and maybe some other towns. We do have a very small staff in town hall, but we do have a town hall where the mayor will have definitely have, I'm sure, an office. I'm not sure if the council members at large have an office. I haven't gone that far and checked all that out. But so council people have to get sworn in, and, of course, that's all exciting and a lot going on there. But We are looking forward to being victorious on that day, so we are asking each and every person that has been tuning in to the All About Entrepreneur show, the Release Your Power show, the Coach Alicia show, whichever year you came in and whatever the show title, title was on that particular day, we definitely ask you if you live in Hillside, we're asking for your vote. If you don't live in Hillside, we ask you to contact those people that you do know that live in Hillside, friends, family, colleagues, and ask them to vote for us. We would love to have your vote. We are looking forward to serving you and being a public servant. We know that this is just the beginning of where we are headed, and so we just want to take this opportunity. This will be the last Friday before the election. There will be the last Friday before the election. So, but definitely, if anyone did want to call in and tell us about your business, typically on Fridays we do a shout-out. Shout out your business and what you do, what type of business or service that you have. Contact us and shout it out right here on All About Entrepreneurs. I'm Coach LaLisa. Some of you know I'm running for council. I'm here right here on the radio. You can call in 347-945-7991. Just want to take a moment also to wish happy birthdays to all of you who have, today is your birthday or you've had a birthday since the last time we've had the broadcast. We just want to say happy birthday to you today. Hope you enjoy your birthday. Hope you do something fun and exciting. Go to dinner, go see a movie, take a walk in the park. You know, it'll be warm enough today, especially if you're in the New Jersey region, to definitely take a walk in the park. We know in Ohio area, it's, you know, probably above seasonal weather there as well. But definitely we want to give a shout out to our friends in North Carolina and Dr. Cindy Hunter with her new TV show coming out. Also to our good friend, Minister Elaine Haskins, and also in the Raleigh area of North Carolina. I want to give a shout out to our military friends down in Virginia Beach, Virginia, my niece and nephew, Mike and Kia. Hello and good morning. Also to Ms. Francine Humphrey, who is also a radio show host, and she's down in Virginia Beach as well. Definitely want to give a special shout-out to Hope Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, at 8876 Coleraine Avenue, the dry cleaners, where you can get all your dry cleaning not only done, but done expertly as custom care cleaners on Coleraine Avenue, 8876 Coleraine Avenue. Custom care, you can look them up in the phone book. Or you can also give them a call. Also, I want to give a special shout-out to my good friend Denise Jenkins in Cleveland, Ohio, and much success on your most recent Beyond Abuse project. But I know you also have another project coming up, fundraiser coming up, so much success on that. Also, we also have a fundraiser coming up. It's the Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser. And that's going to happen for us on Sunday, September 24th at 8 to 10 p.m. The tickets are just $15. That's to help us raise monies for our fundraiser, help us raise money for our campaign. So let me give you contact information on how you can be a part of that and how you can get your ticket for that particular fundraiser event. Again, it's happening on the 24th, and let me tell you where you can go to http://tinyurl.com/K as in kite, C as in zebra, 6, U as in ultra, L as in Larry, K is in kite, H is in Harry. And you can get your ticket right there. We greatly appreciate it. We look forward to those who are planning to join us for this great, great, great event. And I will definitely make sure that I share the event because a lot of people didn't get a chance to participate, and they wanted to participate in some way for the campaign. For those who wanted to participate in some way for the campaign, definitely you can do it. So we are so excited about everything that is happening. We just have just a few days left. So we definitely want people to come out, and we definitely want people to, you know, come out, show up, be a part of all that's going on, and we're just going to have a great and wonderful time. For those of you who are in the New Jersey area, you know that we have a person from the show. It was a TV show, and I believe it was called Shark, some type of the Shark Tank. Yeah, that show. And they are having an event where they're going to teach people how to definitely be great entrepreneurs. Leadership Newark is having their public policy summit, and that is going to be happening at 494 Broad Street, and that is going to happen on Saturday, this Saturday, 8 to 5 p.m., and it is the Leadership Newark Policy Summit, and it's happening, and I unfortunately won't be able to attend that, but I will probably try to see how I can be somewhat a part of it, because that is very, very important, and being a part of Leadership Newark, I think it's important possibly that I'm able to make it to this powerful event, but I don't know if I am going to be able to make it or not. Yeah, the registration fee for that event is $60, and they are going to be talking about topics like crime and violence, education, economic recovery, workforce development, dollars and cents. You have to choose a particular workshop, registration, $75. The summit workshops, and so that should be pretty interesting. Dollars and cents, money matters, manage your day-to-day, crime and violence, fact or fiction, healthy. So anyway, so yes, Leadership Newark is definitely health. Leadership Newark Public Policy, Rebuilding the Dream, that is Newark. So it should be very interesting. They have keynote speakers. Dale Robinson Anglin is part of the Victoria Foundation. So this is going to be a really, really nice event that is being held in the city of Newark, Saturday, November the 2nd, at the Paul Roberson Center at Rutgers. So, if you are able to attend, definitely that's going to be, sounds like that's going to be a great and wonderful event at the place. Yes, Eleanor, Marvis Faulkner, Robert is going to be, Nicole Simmons, Leonard Robbins, Charles Brown. They're going to have some great and wonderful speakers. Yes, and so that's, you know, one major event that's happening in Newark. There's more things happening in Newark. That's in Newark. So I'm sure we will just be having a wonderful programs that are coming up. We are so looking forward to doing something like that, very similar. We will have a leadership hillside, and we will be grooming leaders that can definitely take over and run the show in the future. I think every city ought to have a leadership program, and so we are so excited that we will also have an opportunity to do these kinds of very, very important programs. So with that being said, I just wanted to definitely get back on the air and let everyone know that we're right here for you, right here on All About Entrepreneurs. I'm Coach Lalisa. Again, after January, we'll go back to our traditional format of being on Monday through Friday in the morning at 7 a.m., but because of the campaign, we had to cut back on the hours because we needed to be out there campaigning, knocking on doors. But as soon as January, the campaign, even though the campaign is over November 5th traditionally, but we know we're going to take a minute to get back acclimated to getting into that routine of 7 a.m. But we do want to come back to bring in the 7 a.m. programming. We're looking forward to bringing on more entrepreneurs, letting more entrepreneurs know about the different workshops. Make sure you go to the website, womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. We have a list of workshop seminars, and training that we will be scheduling and holding. So please definitely go to that website. Also, for those of you who want to get some coaching, Release Your Power coaching program, either you want to get coached or you want to become a coach. As I said before, every coach needs a book and program. If you don't have your own, we definitely would love to have you join with us at Release Your Power, and so we can get you trained as a Release Your Power coach, and you can use this programming and use these materials until you get your own. But you want to have something. But a lot of people have come to me and indicated that they wanted to start coaching. If you can get a client, if you can get some clients together, you can absolutely have a very lucrative business, a coaching business. So definitely want to make sure we let people know about that and keep reminding people about the Release Your Power coaching programs. You can go to release-your-power.com. That's release-your-power.com to stay informed and keep up on the information that will allow you to actually, to literally change your life. It may just be a part-time job that you need, part-time income. It's a great part-time income doing something that you love to do. If you already have a full-time job and you want to just do something on the side, this coaching program, if you like gathering with people, if you love helping people, if you love solving people's problems, then this is perfect. I absolutely love helping people, and I love helping people to solve their empowerment problems, their empowerment issues. I love helping people get empowered. So I want to help people get empowered, and that's one of the biggest things I think I'm going to bring to that's one of the biggest pieces of the leadership that I'm going to bring to not only Hillside, but other cities and states, in the state, and ultimately around the country as I move forward. And politics is to help people be more empowered, and I'm very excited about it. I'm absolutely grateful to God that He has opened up this door for me and that He has led me down this path and He is showing me the way to go. And I just love Him so much because He has so much patience with us. He will wait for us to catch up to Him. He's not catching up to us. We have to catch up to Him. So I'm just so thankful and grateful to each and every one of you who have stuck by me, who have supported me, who have said words of kindness, words of encouragement, who have put up with me when, you know, I did some things that I wasn't totally always on point, but you never gave up on me. You saw the genuineness of my heart, and you have stayed with Coach Lalisa. I love you, love you, love you, and I pray that God will bless you 100-fold for your efforts. I want to give a special shout out this morning to my awesome sister, Beverly, who does not do this show with me, but we do the Sunday show together. That is our Sunday show is Sisters in the Spirit. A special prayer over her life and all my sisters and all of you that I don't even know who are like my sisters and my brothers. All of you entrepreneurs, I'm wishing you the best of success in your entrepreneurial endeavors and pursuits and businesses. All those who are running for office, all those legitimate people that are running for office, much success to you in your campaigning. We are all on the same team. Let's work together. Let's work together. Let's work together. May God bless you richly and abundantly above everything that you could even think. We'll see you back next Friday. We'll be singing a different tune. We'll be back with our story of victory. God is going to move, and we thank him in advance. Amen, and God bless you.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Moving, 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 moving.